Yo, what's up? This is Color Boy. I'm here with Nick Jones. We send our love to you, Karen. Power to the people.
With Tim and Mike, music for the future.
today, tomorrow, it's always a good day for Area 54.
This is Area 54.
Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. That was Eric Hilton. We were just talking about Eric Hilton and Thievery Corporation in our earlier sets. Eric Hilton and Rob Garza have kind of gone off and to do their own thing during COVID because Thievery Corporation can't really tour. But they've been doing their own versions of their own albums. And, you know, you can definitely hear the influences of Thievery Corporation and who belongs to what sound. Eric Hilton's album, Infinite Everywhere, a song played for you there, is called Tomorrow's Shadow. And it's the Thievery Corporation that I really like. Shaw before that did a song called Moon. Salt, one's from Salt. What a sound they have. Total throwback sound. Song's called Free. And then Bicep before that played a song called Saku. It's off the album Isles. Started off the whole set with Avalanches. Their new album played a song called We Go On. It's featuring the Cola Boys and Mick Jones from, well, he's from The Clash. I guess most people would know him from The Clash. But Mike and I were talking during this song that we actually know him from Big Audio Dynamite in a big way, too. Because when Big Audio Dynamite came out, that was back in the grunge era, you know, when Big Audio Dynamite was playing music. And it was so different than grunge. It was grunge-defying music. And that Clash sound to it.
That was like mid-80s when Big Audio Dynamite came out.
I guess it was maybe a little bit before. Yeah, still playing it on the radio, though, when in Seattle. Living in Seattle during the grunge era, hearing Big Audio Dynamite was kind of an oasis for me. I wasn't really into listening to grunge songs over and over. It was kind of fun to see live, you know, once in a while, but, you know, it was good to have bands like Big Audio Dynamite to listen to back then.
When that album first came out, I bought it right away. You know, Mick Jones, I thought, oh, this is the next Clash, right? I was like, what? Yeah. I took a couple of listens to the album, and I was like, oh my God, this is so different, but it's so brilliant.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about it, then you can hear what Mick Jones' sound was in the Clash, you know?
In Combat Rock, you know, in Sandinista, both of those albums, they had some real edgy music, even for the punk kind of, that they were known for. They still had songs in there. And you could hear Mick Jones' style in there after that. It's interesting,
guys are interesting, too, because they made, like, it wasn't like, the Sandinista was like a triple album or something, right?
Yeah,
so they made no money on it because it cost too much to produce it.
Yeah. That that was a really an amazing album, and you know, it's kind of, that album reminded me, you it was so raw, you almost thought you were hearing them practicing in the studio and they just recorded it once. Some of the songs
they did.
They just tried to keep it raw, and then they had songs like Magnificent Seven, which sounded really polished.
Yeah,
for that time, yeah. It was like hyper polished studio song, to me.
Yeah. I think it was a good addition in this song for the Avalanche, just to use Mick Jones in the background, kind of vocals in the background a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. The whole Avalanche release is like, they've got such good guest vocalists on there, and each of the songs with the guest vocalists are kind of adapted to that vocalist as well. The Tricky song sounds like a Tricky song, like something that could be on Max and Quay or something like that.
Yeah.
So, it's just a brilliant album, one of my favorites right now. I know it came out like December last year, but I'm already throwing it in my top five for this year. I'm saying it's a 2021 release for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Throwing it down.
Or it's a 13-month year. I'm adding December to this year.
All right. Yeah.
We'll play some more off that album for you guys. Okay. What do we got queued up here? Tim's just pulling out all this old music. First we had Herb Albert. Now we're going to play a Santana song.
This is an old. Okay, it might appear that Blue Oyster Cult and Santana don't mix. We're going to show you a different... Actually, we're not going to. Luxury, the remix artist, remixing Black Magic Reaper is what he calls this. What a cool chill song.
All right, let's listen to it.